When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Wednesday, July 17th. We are really, really close to training camp getting kicked off for the Jaguars, which means we are close to preseason, which means we are close to regular season football. I believe it's about 50 days away until the NFL season kicks off. Very exciting stuff. Right now, we're kind of doing previews, looking at the Jaguars, how they can improve potentially in 2024. We're going to look at the defense today. Five ways the Jaguars defense, in my opinion, will improve. Not five ways they can improve, five ways that I do believe they will improve in 2024. I think that the Jaguars defense has a chance to be a very, very good unit with a lot of the changes that they have made on that side of the ball. So we're going to dive into it. Obviously, you have throwback uniforms being dropped, released tomorrow, it looks like, July 18th. That's exciting stuff. Training camp coming up. So lots of exciting times on the horizon for Jaguars fans. But let's go ahead and get into these defensive areas of improvement, ways that I believe they'll improve. But first, if you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out genjack.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member here on YouTube. So first way the Jaguars defense will improve, you have to start with Ryan Nielsen. You have to start with coaching. This is a coach that has gotten the most out of the talent that he has been working with over the last several years. He was the defensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons last year, a team that did see an influx of talent throughout the offseason and free agency and the draft. But a team that he got them playing great third down defense. He got them playing great red zone defense. Jesse Bates had a career year under him in Atlanta. You saw a lot of guys producing at a high level in Ryan Nielsen's defense, right? And then you go back to prior to Atlanta, where he was the co-defensive coordinator in New Orleans, another very strong defensive unit. I think that the coaching from Ryan Nielsen, and everybody wants to focus on scheme. Scheme does matter. It absolutely does. But I think before you talk about scheme, you have to talk about teaching. You have to talk about communication. You have to talk about work ethic, time on task, right? Communication, all these things. There were rumblings after last season and during last season that the defensive staff, and I'm not trying to throw anyone under the bus, and I don't know this personally, it's just rumors you heard coming out of the building. Defensive staff was not the hardest working bunch. You had guys that weren't putting in the extra time. Certainly, when you talk about Mike Caldwell, I liked Mike Caldwell as a person. I thought he did some good things as the Jaguars defensive coordinator. But I also think that at times, maybe a little bit too predictable, right? At times, maybe the communication from the front level to the linebackers, to the secondary, not on point. So there was issues with coaching last year. There absolutely were. And that's part of why Doug Peterson did not have his fingerprints all over the offense as much as he normally would in a given season. He was, for lack of a better word, babysitting at times on the defensive side of the ball. Not what you want to see. He brings in Ryan Nielsen, Doug Peterson does, to be the head coach of the defense, in my opinion. I think that's absolutely the case. I think that you immediately when you hear from Ryan Nielsen and you hear about Ryan Nielsen, you hear intensity, you hear communication, you hear teaching, you hear somebody that if you're not early, you're late. And he obviously can't hold you to that standard, but he's going to want guys around him that kind of behave and move the same way he does. And so I think that they're going to obviously due to, you know, NFLPA and all that good stuff, you can't demand some of the things you demanded back in the days when Tom Coughlin was the Jaguars head coach, right? But you can get guys around you that are like-minded in terms of the effort, the communication, the time on task, all those things. And I think that Ryan Nielsen has done that, certainly with his defensive staff. And I think there's a lot of players on the defensive side of the ball for the Jacksonville Jaguars that are willing to put in that extra effort. I think the coaching is going to be much better on that side of the ball. I really do. And it's a change because obviously the man at the top, right, Mike Caldwell to Ryan Nielsen, it is a change in scheme as well. You know, the Jaguars ran a lot of 3-4, a lot of edge players dropping into coverage. You're not going to see that as much. I think you'll still see that at times and moments. But I also think that Ryan Nielsen has been very focused on being able to switch up the game plan in key moments of games, week to week, quarter to quarter, drive to drive. So I think there's going to be much better preparation for the defense all around in terms of game plan defense. The Jaguars defense, they were a defense that game planning wise, I think there was some lack. It was lacking. I just do. I don't think that's going to be the case anymore under Ryan Nielsen. I really don't. And he's not going to be perfect, right? There's going to be times where there's a ton of great offensive coaches in the NFL. Rules are slanted towards the offense. There's a lot of great quarterbacks, offenses. It's not going to be perfect, but I think this defense will be better coached. I absolutely believe that. Run defense, you talk about the run defense last year, had its moments of being pretty darn good. Overall, though, I think Foley Fatukasi, he's been battling through injuries, you know, his entire time in Jacksonville, goes over to Houston, obviously division rival there, so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But Fatukasi played a lot last year. He did not play very well last year. Losing Devon Hamilton, who was your best interior run defender, with the medical situation, that made it tough to stay consistent against the run. I think also some of that coaching stuff we talked about made it difficult to stay consistent against the run. But Devon Hamilton not being available a lot of the season, and then when he was available, not being himself, you know, being underweight, not being able to hold the point the way he usually did prior to that, and then Foley Fatukasi not playing well through injury, you just couldn't control the point on the interior of that defensive line. You could not stay gap sound. Again, with Hamilton being a shell of himself down the stretch, Fatukasi playing through injury, not looking at all like the player they hoped that they were signing a couple years ago. You now have a coach in Ryan Nielsen, defensive line guru. Everyone you talk to talks about how he is so focused and good at teaching gap discipline, good at teaching hand usage. Devon Hamilton is back to himself, 320 pounds, looking like the guy who was wrecking games in 2022 and looking like a guy going into the 2023 season looked unbelievable prior to that medical injury or medical situation. Eric Armstead, he's a very good run defender in his own right. You know, the 49ers over the last couple years, they have been a lot more just pin your ears back and create as much pressure as you possibly can. There will be some of that in Jacksonville, but I think Eric Armstead, when tasked with holding the point, even though he's not the biggest, he can do that. And you're not asking him to hold the point as like a nose tackle against double teams, right? But this is a guy that can be a stout run defender up front next to Devon Hamilton. Then you talk about a couple guys, and I know there's questions about these draft picks in terms of the LSU guys, Mason Smith and Jordan Jefferson on the defensive line. I think it's fair to question, like, you know, the
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Where they're at as pass rushers from the interior. Jordan Jefferson and Mason Smith are good run defenders. I think they can be good run defenders, rotational run defenders on the interior from day one. Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker can both set the edge at an extremely high level, can both defend the run with their athleticism and length. You've got the linebackers to get it done against the run, right? Foye Aluke and Devin Lloyd are both good run defenders. Antonio Johnson, I think, is going to be an upgrade as a run defender in the secondary at safety. I think, you know, Tyson Campbell is a good run defender. Andre Sisco can get more consistent, but he's usually playing way off the ball. He's usually not in the box, but I think he can get the job done there. Tyson Campbell is a good run defender. You've got a lot of good run defenders on this defense. You've got defensive coaching situation that should help improve that. So I think the run defense is going to be critical, and it's going to help them get into situations where they can execute on third down, where they can execute in the red zone. Ryan Nielsen has done a good job in that regard so far throughout his coaching career. I've talked about it a little bit. I think speed in the secondary is going to help this defense to not give up as many big explosive plays as they did last year. Obviously, coaching, we go back to coaching a lot, there were a lot of coverage busts. So just players not knowing what they were supposed to be doing or not being able to execute their assignment mentally more than it was physically not getting it done. But I think that they are much faster. Like, there's no question about it. And I think that the speed that they have is going to allow them to play not more vanilla, but I don't think they're going to be as confused as much in this Ryan Nielsen defense, some of these secondary guys. You've got Darnell Savage, who ran sub 4.4. Ronald Darby ran sub 4.4. Jarian Jones ran sub 4.4. DeAndre Prince ran sub 4.4. All these guys they added can fly. And, you know, Tyson Campbell, extremely fast in his own right with great length at the cornerback position, a 4.4 guy. Andre Sisco is very fast at safety. Antonio Johnson can cover ground with his range and his length. He's got great length. I just think that this secondary is much more athletic overall than it was in 2023 and certainly before that. So I think that it's going to feel different. The speed that you're going to see out on that field from the secondary is going to make a difference. I really do think it is. And then the next point here, again, I believe in this. I believe that Trayvon Walker and Devin Lloyd, your 2022 first round picks, are going to make the leap, the third year leap, the leap from, you know, finding your footing in the NFL in year one, you're swimming through it, going through a crazy offseason, lead up to the draft, all that stuff. Then you get to Jacksonville. Highs and lows during the rookie years for both of those guys. I think they both took step forwards in consistency last year, and they both made a lot of good plays. I think this year is the year that Trayvon Walker and Devin Lloyd say, hey, we're playing like first-round picks. We're playing like guys that you want to build your football team around. Devin Lloyd looks incredible physically right now. Trayvon Walker does as well. I think these two guys are going to get the job done for this defense and help elevate this defense to a new floor and a new ceiling. And then final point, which it should not be the final point, but I wanted to save the best for last maybe here. Arik Armstead creating on the interior, his leadership, but his play on the field. Eric Armstead creating on the interior is going to make everyone's life so much easier. This is a guy, again, in San Francisco, when they ask these guys, these defensive linemen, to just pin their ears back and get after the quarterback, create pressure in the backfield. Eric Armstead has been doing that at an extremely high level. He's got to stay healthy, and the main goal is to get him healthy, you know, in December or January for those big-time football games. He's missed some time over the last couple years. But in the big games, in the big moments, Eric Armstead has been at his best. And I think you're going to continue to see that in Jacksonville. No, he's not playing with Nick Bosa, but he's playing with Josh Allen. And as Joshua Hines-Allen, I should say, said earlier this offseason, he wants to show Eric Armstead. He wants to show him, you know, you're not playing with Nick Bosa, but you're playing with one bad MF in Joshua Hines-Allen. And he is. And he's playing with Trayvon Walker, and he's playing with Devon Hamilton and good linebackers behind him. So I think Eric Armstead's going to have a heck of a year for the Jaguars. I think his impact is going to be huge in terms of freeing up other players to make plays in the backfield as well, right? The attention that he commands, the attention that Josh Allen commands, the attention that Trayvon Walker commands. Because a lot of people can talk about how Trayvon Walker maybe hasn't been amazing, but, you know, he did rack up 10 sacks last year, double-digit sacks. And he is a player that opposing offenses give attention to. He gets double-teamed a lot. He gets extra attention a lot. And so when you have Josh Allen, Eric Armstead, and Trayvon Walker, and Devon Hamilton, and Mason Smith and Jordan Jefferson, and Roy Robertson-Harris, who is a pretty decent interior rusher, and Travis Gibson, you now have a group that if you're giving extra attention to one dude, the other guys are going to make you pay. And you've got guys that can demand attention. You've got guys that can create for others. I think it's going to be a much more complete defensive line group in 2024. Last year, it was almost exclusively dependent on Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker. That's not going to be the case this year. So those are my five ways, reasons that I believe the Jaguars defense will improve greatly in 2024. And it starts with Ryan Nielsen, but there's plenty of other reasons to get fired up. So would love to know what y'all think. Drop your thoughts in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Pre-order one of the hats I am wearing right now. We'll have limited inventory coming in on those very soon. And you can also become a channel member here on YouTube. Really appreciate all the channel members out there. Just wanted to shout out a couple fans I met over the vacation, family vacation we were just on. Ryan and Gabriel, really appreciate y'all saying hi, saying what up. Appreciate y'all supporting the show. Appreciate everyone tuning in. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.